بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم. ألف لام ميم.
The names of letters of the Arabic alphabet, called حروف مقطعات, occur at the beginning of several surahs of the Quran. There is no consensus among the commentators of the Quran as to their precise meanings. It is obvious, however, that deriving the right guidance from the Quran does not depend on grasping the meaning of these vocables.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
This is the book of Allah. There is no doubt in it. It is a guidance for the pious.
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
For those who believe in the existence of that which is beyond the reach of perception, who establish prayer and spend out of what we have provided them, which is beyond the reach of perception.
Ghaib signifies the verities which are hidden from man's senses and are beyond the scope of man's ordinary observation and experience, such as God's essence and attributes, the angels, the process of revelation, paradise, hell, and so on.
Who establish prayer?
The expression establishment of prayer has a wider meaning than mere performance of prayer. It means that the system of prayer should be organized on a collective basis. If there is a person in a locality who prays individually, but no arrangements are made for congregational prayer, it cannot be claimed that prayer is established in that locality.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
Who believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you and have firm faith in the hereafter.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
Such are on true guidance from their Lord. Such are the truly successful.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
As for those who have rejected these truths, it is all the same whether or not you warn them, for they will not believe.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Allah has sealed their hearts and their hearing, and a covering has fallen over their eyes. They deserve severe chastisement. Allah has sealed their hearts and their hearing.
This does not mean that their rejection of the truth is a consequence of God's sealing of their hearts. What is meant is that God sealed their hearts and ears as a consequence of their decision to reject the fundamentals of faith, of their deliberate choice of a path divergent from that charted out by the Quran.